pray, God, we come before you tonight. Thank you for the wonderful Spirit of the Lord that we have felt in this place. As people have prepared their hearts for the word of the Lord. And we ask your help today, Lord Jesus, give us strength. Let our thought patterns, God, let your anointing come. As we present your word, we ask it in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You might maybe see. Everything is Broken. Written by Bob Dylan. Many, many, many years ago, rock star wrote a song called Oh Mercy. Everything is broken. Broken bottles, broken plates. Broken switches, broken gates, broken dishes, broken parts. Streets are filled with broken hearts, broken words never meant to be spoken. Everything is broken. Broken bodies, broken bones, broken voices on broken phones. Take a deep breath. Feel like you're choking. Everything is broken. Cry from a messed up heart. Broken treaties, broken vows. Broken hands on broken towels. Broken pipes, broken tools. People bending broken rules. Unparalleled times, that was written many, many years ago. Not sure exactly when. But how things have changed in our world, and not all for the better. Our world today, so much of everything that we know is broken. The Apostle Paul was on Mars Hill, and he walked by, and that's where the philosophers from around the known world at that time would gather, discuss philosophies and ideas and concepts. It is said, as you would walk the streets on the harbor, there would be idols, all kind of gods, just up and down the streets that you would walk. But on Mars Hill, it was where the great minds would meet and discuss all of the great thoughts of man. The Apostle Paul, I'm sure he walked up and down the rows of all these idols, probably over 30,000 gods of some kind. The Apostle Paul, as he passed by, he found an inscription on one of them. And he said to them, you know, I've looked at all of your gods, or many of your gods today. But he said, I found the strange one. He said, it is an altar, a god, an altar to the unknown God. And then he declared to them, he said, this day I want to declare to you who the unknown God that you worship, I declare I unto you. And he goes on, he is the God that made the world and all the things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in the temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything. I'm here to tell you today, our God doesn't need anything. He is all and all. Amen. Seeing that he give all life and breath and all things, and hath made one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, and haply they may feel after him and find him. Though he be not far from every one of us, For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said. For we are also his offspring. I want to preach to you for just a little while today. Amen. That the God that we serve tonight, the God that we preach about every time we come to the house of the Lord, God is still God today. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I did not wonder or question if God would be here, because I knew that he would meet us in this place. Amen. Our world is broken today. A little children's rhyme says, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But I'm here to tell you tonight, we've got a God that can put everything that is broken, he can put it all back together again. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. He is still God today. The agnostic says that he doesn't know if there is a God or not. The atheist says there's not a God. Little boy was walking down the street past the local mercantile, and he noticed that the proprietor of the store, who was an atheist, had put a sign in his window and said, I'll give anybody $5 that can prove to me, or give everybody a dollar if they can prove to me that there is a God. The little boy turned and he went in and he said, sir, I saw your sign in the window. And he said, I would like to tell you, I'll give you $5 if you can prove there's not a God. There is a God today. I said, there is a God today. And God is still God. I know there's a God today because I talked to him today. I know there's a God today because he talked to me today. I know that there's a God because I felt him touch my life today. I know there's a God because I touched Almighty God today in this service tonight. I'm here to tell you, my God is still alive and well today. Amen. God is still God. He's not any less. He's not any more, because he is everything. God is still God. No artist has ever been able to adequately capture the beauty of God's handiwork. No poet has ever been able to put it into human verbalization with his tongue about how beautiful and how wonderful God's creation is. David said in Psalms 19:1, the heathen declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. A royal Roy Alice, as we call it in North Dakota, the Northern Lights. If you have never seen them, you ought to see them someday, because it is the firmament declaring the mighty God that we serve. Amen. In the dark of the night, you can pull over at the side of the road, and you'll see sometimes fountains shooting up as far as the eye can see from one side of the horizon to another. At other times, Aurora Borealis begins to roll with multiple lighting all across the universe. I'm telling you, we got a God that even the firmament has to glorify him and praise him ever so often. Amen. Amen. I'm here to tell you, we serve a great, big, wonderful God. It's not just about how I feel, because sometimes I make it to the house of the Lord and I don't feel too great. But I want to tell you, it is what I feel when I begin to magnify him and worship him. A number of years ago, Brother Jerome Williams got up to lead worship in our church, and we begin to sing that old song, I've got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible says. And that's a great old song, and we were singing that, and we got to singing it and singing, God, I've got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible said. And it hit me all of a sudden, Brother Stroop. Amen. We sing things and we say things sometimes. We really don't realize the significance of it. But when we hit that again, amen, I've got the Holy Ghost. Just like the Bible said, it was like a bolt of lightning hit me. I come off that platform. I've got the very Spirit of Almighty God.
Situation is, how bad it is, how difficult it is,
if we can just get it out and say, God, I know you're still God. I'm here to tell you today, church, God is still God, no matter what our situation. Amen. I want to tell you something, church. Every time that we come to the house of the Lord, we manifest that God is still God. We've got an enemy of our soul that he hates what we love, and he loves what we hate. I'm here to tell you, when we come to the house of the Lord, our worship is for a purpose. The Bible says in Psalms, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. We talked about that this morning. I want to tell you something. We defeat the enemy of our soul when we come to the house of the Lord. We've got the power to frustrate the enemy of our soul. Amen. When we begin to sing, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Genesis, that the devil was a snake. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, he said, the devil is like a lion. He said in Revelations 20, verse 2, John calls him a dragon. He's getting stronger every day. The pastor said, let me read you just one verse. Psalms 91, 13. Thou shalt tread on the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under thy feet. I'm here to tell the church it's time to put the devil where it belongs, because God is still God the baby. Nails in his hands and feet, but he was still God. Amen. They